some language, but I can't stand up and chat and listen and figure out how this amendment impacts the bill. I guess okay. I could just send it forward.
Let me inquire the senator from Boone.
Thank you.
Mr. President, let me
senator from
the
DA.
Senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
I have that issue that you and I were just talking about.
Yes.
I am working on an amendment on that. I understand that it's the realtors that are okay with this. I need to talk to them on this commingling of the deposits.
Yeah, as I told you, I mean, it's no big deal to me because as a lawyer, I'm already required by law to separate any deposits that I take from clients from my business account.
So wouldn't you?
And there are a lot of professions, frankly, that already have to do that.
Right. So here's the difference, though. You have a law license. How many people have one house that they rent out and they don't understand that they need to go read the statutes to understand that they have to have a separate account for their deposits? And so I think we're setting some small individuals that don't do this on a professional basis up for failure when they go to court.
Okay.
And so that's my concern with the way it's drafted, and I wasn't apprised to this. No one talked to me about this specific language. So I guess my request of you, knowing that I have a problem at this point, would be to set it aside. Let me get some time to talk to the realtors, and I think the senator from the 9th is the one that wants this, and I'm more than willing to do some discussion on it, but, and I think the senator from, I don't want to cause too much problems, but.
Yeah. Will he come back to it?
Yeah, we'll come.
Yeah, I think we can come back to it. So, yes, okay. To give you time, and then I guess we still have some other issues to work out on this.
Is this coming?
Okay.
Yeah,
I appreciate you doing that. It'll give me a few minutes to work through things, and I'll work diligently to get it done in a timely manner.
Okay, let's do that. Mr. President?
Senator from Boone.
Will you please place that bill on the informal calendar?
That bill will be placed on the informal calendar. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you recognize the senator from Holt County for a privilege motion?
Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have a privilege motion.
Privilege motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the conferees on House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 635, as amended, be allowed to exceed the differences on Section 167.950 only. 167.950 deals with an amendment onto Senate Bill 635 offered by Representative Swan relating to dyslexic screening and support. After the bill was sent to conference, two necessary language changes have come to light. One, subsection 1, subsections 2 and 3, clarifying that guidelines will be developed by Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, and 2, subsection 4, to insert appropriate language regarding necessary classroom support to the rulemaking language.
The senator from Andrew has moved that the conferees on Senate Bill 635 be allowed to exceed the differences on Section 167.950 only. Discussion on the motion, Senator from the First.
To inquire the Senator from Andrew.
Senator from Andrew, do you yield?
Certainly.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, I just wanted to give you some bipartisan backup here for the benefit of members of the body. This is actually not the dyslexia task force language that you've heard me talk about several times. This is House language regarding dyslexia screening. I think it's been over here on some other things as well at this point, but it's basically an oversight, frankly, in how the rulemaking language was drafted on the House side. And there's one other change that's been made, I suspect, to try to work this a little bit better with DESE.
We're trying to work some differences out and taking a lot of folks into account.
And we just want to make sure that we're on the up and up, moving to exceed the differences to allow for that. But it, just so folks know, this is coming from House language on dyslexia.
Thank you.
Senator from Johnson.
To inquire the senator from Worth.
Senator from Andrew, do you yield?
I do on both counties' behalf, yes.
He does, Senator. Proceed.
Thank you. And just following up the Senate from the first, you're doing two small exceeding the differences, is that right?
And that's right. Very, very detailed and just specifically dealing with 167.950 section and chapter.
Okay. And for the most part, the conferees agree that, that those three things are the things that you need to do. Is everything else kind of getting ironed out?
Working on everything else, yeah. But that want to exceed the difference. Typically this one section.
Okay, and you don't foresee coming back with another motion to exceed the differences, or? Okay. All right, thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay. Further discussion on the motion of the Senator from Andrew. Senator from Boone.
Why, the Senator from the 12th.
Senator from the 12th.
Yep.
Do you yield?
Thank you, Mr. President. I do yield.
Thank you, Senator. Aside from just noting the fact that we did put money in the budget this year for a dyslexia coordinator, which relates somewhat to your bill, you know, we can't introduce guests anymore. But over by the door on my right is Dr. Bullico, who is the doctor of the day. She's with Women's Health Associates in Columbia, which is just a tremendous medical practice in Columbia. And just wanted everyone to know that she is the doctor of the day, and she's here, even though we can't introduce guests. Thank you, Senator.
Thanks, Senator.
Thank you, Senator, for noting the doctor of the day. Further discussion on the motion of the Senator from Andrew. Senator from Barton.
Did you recognize me?
Okay. Yes, I did, right. Senator.
To inquire the Senator from Andrew.
Senator from Andrew, do you yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
Thanks, Senator. And
good afternoon, Senator.
I wasn't giving you my absolute attention the first time you talked about the exceed the differences. I was the second, but I didn't hear a lot. Tell me again what the where you're exceeding exactly.
We're wanting to exceed the differences specifically on section 167.950, dealing with dyslexia screening and support. It was a particular provision that came over from the House side, Representative Swan's piece of legislation. We're trying to work with parties to do some clarifying and to address some of the concerns, and we feel like we have to, we'd need to exceed the differences just to be careful so that we are able to work these differences out and move forward.
But are you absolutely certain that it does exceed the differences, or are you just trying to be sure you're safe?
Both, yeah.
But
we believe that it may exceed the differences, and we want to be safe.
And if you come back, you're going to make sure where it's explicitly clear where we exceeded the
differences. We
will. Okay. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator from Andrew, you recognize to close.
Mr. President, I close upon that privileged motion.
Okay. The Senator from Andrew renews his motion that the conferees on Senate Bill 635 be allowed to exceed the differences on Section 167.950 only. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion is adopted. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you recognize the Senator from Callaway County for a privileged motion?
Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate refuse to concur on Senate Bill number 638 with House amendments and request the House to recede from its position, or failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Callaway. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close. The Senator from Callaway renews her motion that you have heard the motion of the Senator from Callaway. As many of us are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion is adopted. Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, would you please recognize the Senator from Christian for a privileged motion?
Senator from Christian.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate refuse to concur in House Committee substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 973 as amended, and request the House to recede from its position, or failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon.
You have heard the motion of the Senator from Christian. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
I close.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Christian. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion is adopted. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
We are on the order of business of announcements. Announcements. Senator from Polk, do you have an announcement? No.
Mr. President, I do not, but am I allowed to introduce guests from Benton County? Are we off of that calendar, or what procedure
are
we
on? You are not allowed to introduce guests from Benton County. But if you were allowed to introduce them, who would you be announcing?
Well, I apologize, Mr. President.
Okay. Senator from Phelps. No? Senator from the First.
To inquire the Senator from Polk.
Senator from Polk. The Senator from the First requests an inquiry. Do you yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
Senator, you know, something I've been wanting to ask you all morning. Do you see anybody you recognize in here today other than the 32 of us?
Yeah, there's some other people around here from
are there?
From back in my district. Yeah.
Who would that be?
I was kind of surprised. Well, they're from Benton County. They're elected officials over there. And I wish I was where I could introduce them, but I know the Senate rules this time of the year we're not allowed to do that.
So. Well, I understand that you didn't make a unanimous consent request, but I'm making an inquiry, Senator, and I want to know who these folks are.
Yeah, well, you've got the commissioner over there. You got a couple other elected officials over there and their friends. And you've actually got Jim Hansen, Rick Reno, Courtney Wegman that are all here from that area of the state.
Well, that is fantastic news, Senator. Thank you for yielding to my
inquiry. I appreciate the inquiry,
Senator. You bet.
Further announcements? Seeing none, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Quickly, can we order business would be reports of standing committees. I'd ask the pro tem to recognize the Senator from the 15th.
Reports of standing
district.
Committees.
District. Not the largest district in the state.
We're
not the tallest.
On the business of reports standing committees.
Just a district.
Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I got over here pretty quickly, Mr. President. I have a long stride. As you know, I'm the tallest senator in the history of the Missouri Senate. I have a report from your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government.
Send the report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1561, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schmidt, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming for the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
The Senator from Cole has moved that the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate is in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
Missed your chance. Thank you.